This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was doing excellently after an unscheduled pacemaker implant and would on Monday attend a key judicial reform vote that has brought nationwide protests to a boil and stirred calls for compromise. With the country ensnared in one of its worst domestic crises in decades, President Isaac Herzog on Sunday met Netanyahu in the hospital treating him in hope of closing the rifts between the religious nationalist ruling coalition and opposition parties. What caused fires in the Greek island of Rhodes remains unclear, but authorities say they have rounded up several suspects with more than 30,000 people forced to evacuate. Anthony Karazava reports from Athens.
Local media have reported testimony of locals incriminating a band of men who sped off on motorbikes from the site of the first fire. They said the crackling sounds of grenade explosions sounded minutes before the first fire emerged in the heart of Rhodes. Police investigators told VOA no arrests have been made. Still, they said they were closing in, as they put it, on the potential suspects. Dikrasava for VOA News, Athens.
The ruling party of Cambodia's longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen has claimed a landslide victory in general elections, an outcome that had been virtually assured thanks to the effective suppression and intimidation of any real opposition. His government's critics say the process has made a farce of democracy in the Southeast Asian nation, the longest-serving leader in Asia. Hun Sen has steadily consolidated power with his strong-arm tactics over the last 38 years. Download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa has killed at least one person, wounded many, and damaged a landmark Orthodox cathedral. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Ukraine's forces says a Russian attack on the Black Sea city of Odessa leaves one person killed and more than 20 wounded, including children. There are also reports of serious damage to Odessa's Transfiguration Cathedral, a significant Orthodox building. The latest strike is one of many recent Russian attacks damaging critical port infrastructure in Ukraine's south. Odessa is an important hub for exporting grain, and the attack comes days after Russia pulls out of a grain deal aimed at enabling exports to reach countries facing hunger. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Spain was heading for a hung parliament, with neither left nor right likely to secure a majority in the Sunday election, paving the way for drawn-out and potentially fruitless negotiations to form a government. With 99% of votes counted, the opposition People's Party had 136 seats, while Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's ruling Socialists had 122 seats, meaning a smaller party will be needed to reach the 176 needed for an absolute majority. Negotiations by the two blocs to form governments will start after new parliament convenes August 17th. Rescuers have ended a four-day search for scores of missing people after heavy monsoon rains triggered a massive landslide in a village in western India. The rescue teams recovered the bodies of 27 people killed in the Wednesday night landslide that hit a village nearly 80 kilometers from Mumbai. An official with the National Disaster Response Force said 78 people were thought to be missing before the state government and the relief agency decided to end the search operations. Officials say at least 17 of the 48 houses in the village were fully or partially buried. American golfer Brian Harman is the winner of the British Open. AP correspondent Graham Agars has details.
It had been a long wait, but 36-year-old Brian Harman finally secured his breakthrough major title, and he did it with a commanding six-shot win at the British Open. Harman set up the victory with a brilliant second round 65 that gave him a five-shot lead, and he challenged the best players in the world to come and catch him. Nobody could. He finished at 13 under after a solid closing 70 and never gave the field a chance. John Rahm, Jason Day, Tom Kim and Sepp Straka came the closest, tying in a distant second place at 7 under. It was Harman's third PGA Tour victory, but by far the biggest. I'm Graham Agars.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.